Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
This is Politico Energy. I'm Anthony Andragna. And for the past week or so, I've started coming back to the U.S. Capitol. In fact, I'm here right now, since I had my vaccine and things are slowly coming back to normal. And up here, there's one thing pretty much everyone's talking about.
Let's start just with infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
Infrastructure week.
Infrastructure. Especially this week, is what's on everyone's minds, so that's what I've been keeping a close eye on.
And I saw you've been frustrated that the talks are kind of going on seemingly indefinitely.
And today, I'm getting energy producer Carlos Prieto and you up to speed with the latest. It's Thursday, May 27th.
Anthony, can you, first of all, get me up to speed on the negotiations for an infrastructure package?
Sure. So President Biden started out the process with a $2.2 trillion plan on infrastructure. The Senate Republicans came in at about $600 billion, so that's about a $1.5 trillion gap. They have now traded offers a couple of times and are a little bit closer. And the Senate Republicans intend today to go to the White House and extend a further offer that will be nearly $1 trillion. So some significant movement, but still quite a bit away from what President Biden had outlined in his proposal.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they went from being $1.5 trillion apart to being about $700 billion, which
exactly.
Quite a bit of difference. Democrats went a little down, Republicans went a little up. Are any of them moving on their climate positions and the role of climate in their proposals?
It's been one of the big criticisms of what Republicans have come back with is they really haven't put forward a lot of ideas in the climate space beyond kind of resiliency. The Biden administration in particular highlighted the fact that they had not moved at all on electric vehicles, which the Biden administration obviously wants to make big investments in, or in replacing lead drinking water pipes. So those were two particular provisions that they criticized as inadequate.
So in the meantime, while these negotiations are still all over the place, on Wednesday, you were following a hearing at the Environment and Public Works Committee where there was a little bit more activity and more progress. Can you tell me about that?
Right. So the EPW committee has a tradition of working together well on surface transportation. So think roads, highways, bridges, ports, things of that sort. They've reached a $300 billion bipartisan proposal, and it passed the committee in a 20-0 vote on Wednesday. So Republicans have seized on this and said, basically, see, this is the path to get infrastructure done. Keep in mind, EPW is just one of about four committees that are going to have to weigh in here. The bill that passed the committee on Wednesday does include a significant climate title for the first time. They say, this is how things should go. This bill is significantly similar to a bill that the EPW committee passed last year, obviously when the Senate was under Republican control. Senator Capito, the lead Republican on EPW and also the lead Republican for the broader infrastructure negotiations, said this bill should be the anchor to anything that's going to get done on infrastructure.
35% more funding from the last one we passed 5 years ago. It's significant and it addresses the climate issue and for the first time in a pretty bold way.
So I guess on that note, then we can kind of see this being a bit of a red herring. Like, yes, there was bipartisan support, but this has never been the part of the bill that's been controversial. Like you said, it's a bill that passed last Congress.
Yeah, I think that's right. I had the chance to speak with Tom Carper, who's the chair of the committee today.
Do you feel like things are going according to plan, even as some members of the conference are?
It's not according to anybody's plan, but at least it's going forward.
You know, Democrats are trying to spin this as providing momentum to these other committees to get to work. But when it comes down to it, a lot of these thorny issues are going to have to be waged out at the White House, the higher up level, and we don't really know how that's going to work out. What I would say is this approach going methodically through the committee seems like the way that infrastructure was always going to come together in a lot of ways. I think the idea of both sides starting out $1.5 trillion away and being able to wage a bipartisan compromise has always seemed like a really heavy lift to me. They may still be able to do it. Those talks are continuing. But to me, it seems like a more viable path is going to be to figure out the stuff that they agree on, pass something there, maybe on a bipartisan vote, and then for Democrats to look at using reconciliation to advance other parts of their agenda.
So there's those two approaches. There's the one the Republicans are favoring, which is going by pieces. There is the road that especially President Biden is favoring, which is going at it with one big bill that assures that most, if not all, the things that he wants his administration to get a vote on and get approved. But ultimately, we always say, it's going to come down to what Senator Joe Manchin thinks and where he stands. And where does he stand?
Senator Manchin remains committed to the bipartisan talks underway. He made that clear to reporters on Tuesday. I think he's been pretty consistent in that all along. There's certainly a wing of the Democratic Party at this point that don't believe that Republicans are negotiating in good faith, even though they say they are, and are ready to move forward on their own, pass the whole thing through reconciliation if they can. And I think Senator Manchin and other moderates in the party are willing. They want more time. They think they can still cobble together some sort of bipartisan deal that makes everybody happy. And so they're insisting on more time. The thing that's hanging over all of this is the closer you get to the midterms, the harder it is to get people to take votes that may be seen as tough votes. Voting for more than $1 trillion of spending may be seen by some Democrats as a tough vote, particularly if they have to pass it with just 51 votes. Senator Schumer on Tuesday said the Senate would be spending the month of July on an infrastructure package, regardless of the vehicle. And so I think that's a sign that July is really where we're going to have to see Democrats making some tough decisions about how to advance this agenda.
I see what you did there with infrastructure package and vehicle.
His words, not mine.
Also, yesterday a Dutch court ruled that oil giant Shell has to cut its greenhouse gas emissions by 45% by 2030, making it the first time any court in the world forced an emissions cut on a private company. The ruling came in a lawsuit from environmental groups who argued the Dutch oil company's emissions constitute an unlawful danger and that the courts had to step in to avoid global warming. The judge's verdict says Shell is responsible for the emissions of its subsidiaries and supply chain partners, which makes the company liable for the operations in more than 70 countries. Shell, which had already pledged to cut its emissions to net zero by 2050, is now legally forced to speed up the pace of its transition. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Some of the music in today's show came from the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Anthony Adragna, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.